8:42, a member of NICAP has been charged with a terrorism offence in Britain over the alleged displaying of a flag in support of Hezbollah at a concert in London last November. Limog Ohani, whose stage name is Makara, was charged by postal requisition and is due to appear at Westminster Magistrates Court in London on June the 18th. He was charged following an investigation by its counter-terrorism command. The group has described the charge as political and intended to silence them. Enda Brady, a London-based journalist, is with us. Morning, Enda.
Good morning, Gavin. Good to speak to you again.
What's happened here?
So the band are saying that they are the victims of industrial scraping of the internet, people going back through all of their performances and interviews and appearances to try and find material to damage them. So what we know is that they appeared in Kentish Town in North London in November, and that there was an incident there where a Hezbollah flag was allegedly displayed. Now, the band are saying it was thrown on stage. It's interesting that, you know, this was one incident, that there were others where they allegedly said, kill your local MP, kill Tory MPs. They've not been charged with anything in connection with that. And I think it's the sheer physical fact that a Hezbollah flag was seen at their performance in November. The Crown Prosecution Service have decided to push ahead with this prosecution. And Liam Ohana, or as he goes by the stage name, Makara, will appear in Westminster Magistrates Court next month. So the band are saying this is being done to shut them up, to silence them. And ultimately, if there is a conviction, it will impact their travel abroad. And that is key.
How do British courts treat such offences?
Sorry, say that again, Gavin?
How do the British courts treat such offences? Do people go to jail? Are they fined? What happens?
Ultimately, if this results in a trial and if this results in a conviction, I think it will be a fine. There won't be any jail term. I mean, the courts system here, they've run out of prison space completely. They're at 99% capacity and they're due to be full by November. So there won't be any prison time with this. But I think from the band's perspective, the impact will be, if there is a conviction for a terror offence, you will be looking at restrictions on travel, and that may stop them going to do concerts, say, in the United States next summer. But look, NICAP have an appearance tomorrow. They're headlining a festival in London tomorrow, which is sold out. So I think from the band's perspective, as much as they keep being, they say, persecuted by the UK authorities, ticket sales are going through the roof. The impact they're having on the Irish language here, more and more young people from the UK are wanting to learn our language. So it's an extraordinary situation.
Any further reaction to this news?
It's very early, but look, the band have put out quite a detailed statement, and they say that they are not the main headline here. They believe that this is all being done to silence them while the UK is complicit in Israel's war on the people of Gaza and the Palestinians. So they've been criticised by Labour. Keir Starmer has spoken out against them. The leader of the Conservatives has had a go as well. But as I say, ultimately, it's more free publicity for NICAP, and I'm sure they won't be in the slightest bit worried about appearing in court, and they've predicted that they will walk out free.
Enda Brady in London, thank you. 8:45.